Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl, the official recap podcast of Keith and the Girl for what happened last week. I am your host, Rod, and I'm joined as always by my co-host,
Erin.
And we are behind the scenes, ready to find out all the juicy dirt, but we need some informants. We need some sources to get to the bottom of these mysteries. What is going on, Keith and Hemda?
I'm willing to talk.
I'm an informer. You know, so this is on the angle play.
And they keep it on down. Well, first of all, we have to start with our sponsor.
Yes.
All right. I listened to the Keith and the Girl Awards, and it was nice to finally hear, you know, our sponsors make it to the big show. And I think, fingers crossed, that was probably what was holding us back from ever making any money from
it. Right. Congrats.
Ever. Yeah. So I think we're going to start getting some people rolling in. We're going to get this money. But because of our lack of revenue from last season, I will be adding some new sponsors this year.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, with lack of revenue, you add sponsors, right?
Yeah, we need to diversify our investment portfolio because right now it's all coming in at zero.
These words sound so good.
But the sponsors, you know, such as, it is shocking. Yeah. You had the post office, not the nationwide institution.
Yeah.
You had Rod, these shoes. That was your leftover garbage. They couldn't figure out how to. You're like, oh, shoes are Rothy's shoes made from water bottles? Here's the fucking water bottles. We skip a step.
Come on. Yeah. Save us out. Yeah.
And but it didn't work out per se. What do we got today?
Well, we'll have new sponsors this season, this year. But this one is an old faithful sponsor, tried and true. You actually just mentioned them. This episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl is brought to you by the United States Post Office.
Okay.
That's right, y'all. It's just as good as stamps.com, especially if you like taking walks.
Right.
Just the other day, like if you like taking walks, standing in long lines, and strange smells. Just the other day, I came to the apartment, and on the door was a sticker that said, "Hey, we missed you. We had some mail. But now you got to come to the post office to get the same mail that we just had with us at your door when we left the sticker and did not put here." So I went to the post office.
We can leave this for you. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, but not the package.
And it was a nice, balmy, brisk 10 degrees outside. It was kind of rainy and the wind was whipping. And I made my trek to the post office. I got a little mallied up. Okay. I was lost. I didn't know which way I was going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it was extra time in the fucking cold. And then I got to the post office finally and I stood in line and I was freezing, but eventually I warmed up because I was in line so long that I was able to listen to a whole podcast. I got caught up on Keeping the Girl.
Oh.
And when I got to there and I asked for my package, you know, they said, huh? And I said, you know, the package, I have a sticker. And then I handed it to them and they said, what's your name? And it was on the sticker, but she didn't look at that. And then she left in the middle of my sentence answering her and returned about 5 minutes later and she had my package. So then I got all the way back to the apartment where they could have left it in the first place. But why would I want to replace that service with a service that delivers stamps and envelopes and stuff directly to my door? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong with that, you weirdos who like that.
I didn't hear anything wrong.
Me either.
Yeah.
No.
So for the rest of us, post office, not postoffice.com, just the post office. Go to one and experience the America. That's what I did.
How do you get your referral codes, or how do they get feedback that you indeed did send them?
Thank you. That was awesome. You just say to them, last week on Keith and a Girl sent you, and they'll cut you off in the middle of that sentence, but they'll know when you start the sentence, when you say last week, they'll go, now I'm going to go get a package for you.
Okay.
So there we go. We're back, everybody.
Right, good luck.
How have y'all been? It's been so long since we saw you.
Right?
We have been amped. For some reason, I stayed up so late this weekend. I stayed up all night. It was pretty interesting. Had a lot of people coming, chatting. You know, it was a pretty fun. You know what? It was 9 degrees this weekend, Rod. I thought about you because I'm like, oh my God, he's here from the South. It's 9 degrees. He had to walk to work. You know, because I'm protective of New York City.
Yes.
It's not even because I'm like being nice about you. I'm just like, he can't hate New York City this much. We cannot pile things on our visitors like weather. We can't do that. We already piled on the train, the garbage, the rats. You know, we were trying to call that interesting in front of them, but we cannot pile on the weather in front of them. And that's what we did. And do you ever lose your mind? Because it doesn't seem like it.
Not really. I was walking into work the other day, and my coworker who lives here was walking next to me without me like kind of seeing her. And it was cold as shit. It was like 20 degrees. Wind was whipping and all this stuff. And we get in the door, and she just looked at me like, how are you not cold? And I said, don't you live here? And she said, why did I move here? I was like, all right, this feels like an existential crisis that has not that much to do with me.
Thinking about personal choices and decisions. But Roger's like an electrical blanket. He's always hot. Like, he always, like, heat just comes off his body.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense, even in 20 degrees. But does he ever get angry? Does he ever go like, damn it, and then move on? But, you know, maybe you don't stay there or something, but something bothers you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's stuff that makes me mad. I just don't. I mean, I think the normal stuff that makes regular people mad is not my thing. You know what I mean? I've just kind of chosen to opt out of, like, it's a long line. I'm going to throw a fit because I'm standing in a long line and the fit won't help, but at least I'll feel like that doesn't make me feel good. But yeah, there's people that I've reserved my ire for and shit where I'm like, I hate that motherfucker. When I play basketball, you know, like I might get hot about something, you know, just completely competitive, but not lose control. So, yeah, but no, live New York. The thing that made me the maddest in New York was the fucking radiator in that other apartment. That was the thing.
Y'all was at odds, boy.
I'm like, why is it 80 degrees after I walked a mile and a half? Ain't no reason for that. I should be the one to tell it to be 80 degrees in here. You don't need to decide that shit for me. Anyway. But since the marathon, which we were a part of, and we had a great time.
And you were amazing. Yeah. And thank you both so much for being a part of it. Love when I see your name, like, yay, we're available. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
I always ask him the time because it's funny though. Because I say, what time did you pick? He was like, Karen, just pick a time. I'm like, no, what time did you pick?
I'm always like, they're probably gonna book us together. So just pick when you're available. I've picked a wide range of availability, and it'll be fine. And if we're not together, then it's like a fun little thing for everybody. Oh, they're not together or whatever. Like, I don't, you know.
Oh, she has her own thoughts without him. What happened? Yeah.
We were going to be fine.
I've considered putting you guys apart. It just fits there sometimes. I don't know.
I like them together because they can't lie about shit. You know, there's always a witness.
It's always a fucking trick. This guy. My God. See if their stories match.
Yeah.
So you far, did so enjoy that? Like, come on, man.
Right. Oh.
But yeah, of course, we're going to get into that recap. But there's another thing we have to talk about before we get to it first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is everyone's new favorite segment on the spinoff shows.
Yes.
Minimum Rage.
Yes. Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
An endless supply of stories. It's so insane. Yep,
I actually have more stories than we have episodes to keep up. Honestly, it's getting ridiculous. Can I count how many there are? There's just on this one page, and I only started collecting these when we started this segment, so not that long.
Right.
But there's at least 8 or 9 stories here, and I just look for one on the day we do the show, and it's like, here's 7, you know.
Yeah, I know somebody that was like, I don't want my kid joining the military. He's where's he working now? McDonald's. I'm like, what the? Do you hear yourself talk?
He's in the military, motherfucker.
This is the military without benefits,
right? The New Orleans Police Department say a woman is wanted after she opened fire on a fast food employee. Mm-hmm. This happened shortly after 7 p.m. February 2nd. The name of the restaurant was not disclosed, but I mean,
because that would tell a lot and guess the race.
Well, it said, well, also it says a lot that they're treating the restaurant like it's a special victim of a crime. Right. We don't disclose race victims, and we don't disclose restaurant shootings because it's someone else will target this restaurant now. the suspect, who was unidentified, was involved in an argument with multiple employees inside the restaurant.
Oh, fight with everybody in the room? Okay.
Yeah, that's one of those. I'll fight everybody in this motherfucker if I don't get my refund.
Yeah, it's a bathroom. Yeah, it's a bathroom break.
You know, during the marathon, we talked to Dylan Adler about how he doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't even want to pick, like, you know, what do you think about Beyonce versus Mariah Carey? And he's like, oh my God, no confrontation. These people go with strangers, not pick a fight with one person, the whole room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence.
You can't be a buster. You got to get your sauce.
Believe in yourself. Yeah. And so the suspect was then issued a refund and escorted out of the building. I love escorted.
Yeah.
Escorted doing a lot of work. Yeah. Sir, this way.
You know what escorted is at this restaurant? You see the door, head that way. Yeah. Don't let it hit you in the ass. Let me escort you out.
People just, everyone ganging up and throwing them out like DJ Jazzy Jeff on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Can we talk about for a second the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and DJ Jazzy Jeff being thrown out? It took me years to realize that it was just one time that he got thrown out and they only play that clip. Someone had to point out that he's wearing the same shirt. And I was like, shut your face. I thought this dude got to come on set, be important for a day. No, no. He hasn't been important since he recorded that first time. Wow. Oh. So special.
I used to think that too until I seen some behind the scenes and they was like, I was like, oh, so it's just the same clip. Mm-hmm.
I love the idea that some stunt guy, which that a TV show had the budget to put that stunt guy in multiple episodes. And knowing how TV is made now, they would have just had one day of 12 hours of throwing that one guy in different clothes. Like, that's how they would have had to film
right.
it.
Right.
Oh, man, that's crazy. But it also is proof. People don't notice continuity errors that much. I mean, both of you guys were fooled for years. So why spend the extra money, Conan O'Brien? So we're told that the incident turned violent when the suspect went to their car and retrieved a gun.
Oh, after they was politely escorted out?
Then they fired a shot through the window in a restaurant and struck one of the employees. The victim was described as an 18-year-old woman. And now, I guess, survivor of combat. The details regarding the severity of injuries was unclear. The suspect then ran away, which I thought you got your gun from your car.
Yes, I was like, but you took out of what? What is happening here?
What? Your brain gets scrambled, you know.
I just picture getting the gun out of the car, shooting, and then just running in some random direction and leaving the car there.
You know what, though? Part of it is smart, because what I learned from watching this documentary about people not telling, I don't know if it was liars for the wives or like people who did multiple crimes, but this guy was hitting banks, right? And mm-hmm. he would steal from them, and he Googled a lot of shit, and he was smart about it, and he got away with it as long as he was smart about it. One of the smart things was he didn't drive away. He changed his clothes and walked away because they're always looking for the car. So maybe, and I'm not saying this guy is smart, but maybe he accidentally did the smart thing, because you can follow the car, you can get the license, and you can get, you know, you can figure it out. But if he walks away, as soon as you start asking people what he looks like, you're going to get different answers.
Okay.
Maybe.
Listen, you can stumble into some genius sometimes. And according to the article, this is a woman. Okay. but it is a very manly, stupid ass violent crime. So maybe that I would have lost guess the gender on this one. 100%.
I would have got it just wrong.
Yeah,
and the poor 18-year-old got shot. They was like, "No, why am I in it? They just getting shot for no reason. I wasn't even involved in the cop. I didn't politely escort you out or nothing, and I get shot with the bullet.
And maybe. Also to get through the glass and the bullet still hit someone.
Yeah, wow.
Something tells me guns are really, really, really. What's the word here?
Fun.
Yes.
I mean, you would, if a newspaper ever said that I was involved in an argument in a fast food restaurant with other people, I'm suing the paper. Like, you wouldn't over nothing would you find me arguing with multiple people on either side of a fast food restaurant. That's crazy. It's prison. You'd be ready to stab somebody, no matter, again, even if you're the customer. This is a war zone. You act accordingly.
Yes, you do. And I'm pretty sure somebody said you got the right / wrong one today, which is not the conversation you want to have with anybody. Because if they said you got the right one, that's not a good statement. And if you got the wrong one, that's still not a good statement. Pretty sure that was exchanged somewhere between the punching and the shooting.
Yep.
And I wanna argue with Keith, you know, because he's like, don't do that at fast food restaurant. I wanna argue. And I'm just like, maybe don't argue this one.
Don't even go.
Well, yes.
It's honestly worth the DoorDash delivery fee.
Yeah,
it's them taking the risk of getting shot and stabbed or whatever, and then you stay at your house and get your food, hopefully.
By the way, we tried ordering fast food a couple times from, you know, any delivery thing. They get it so wrong every time. And we're just like, I guess this is how many fries we wanted. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the good part is they would get it. They would have got it that wrong at the restaurant. But then they wouldn't have saw your face when you realized it. And so you didn't get shot or stabbed. Yeah. So win-win.
Or you end up getting somebody else's order. Like we had several times. Like we ordered none of this.
And you know what? You can actually message DoorDash and get your money back because they can't physically come to your house. But you if I was in a, I've never gotten a refund at any fast food establishment ever. And I don't have a perfect record of getting the right order, guys. I've got my DoorDash money back several times because I knew I couldn't get shot.
Yeah. The best case of ordering a McDonald's cheeseburger is that you get a McDonald's cheeseburger. How is this worth it? That's best case.
Yeah. You know what? DoorDash Instacart is so good, I fucked up, and they still gave me the money back. They was like, don't worry about it, because I had thought that when you order, I ordered twice, where I said, well, I wanted some food, and then I said, well, pick up something from the convenience store, too. I thought one person was going to pick up both orders, but it was two separate people. So when the first order got there and the second order didn't, I was like, well, I didn't get the order. So I was like, well, I didn't get what I ordered, but they actually did deliver it. So I called them back. I was like, I don't want you to like punish them or anything. I got it. They was like, don't worry. Keep the money. You're not going to get that service if you go.
That's bananas.
If that happens at a fast food restaurant, you're probably implicated in some type of robbery. Like,
they was like, you ain't on it.
Yeah, you robbed at McDonald's. Remember when they gave you $30 in cash and you're like, I thought it was a refund. Come on, silly. Come on.
We don't get refunds.
But that's minimum rage. So let's get into these episodes.
Yes.
Now, I don't see any guests. So, Karen, you don't get to say any names for the guests. But the good news is... The good news is you can name everyone from the marathon. So
that'll be good. Oh,
I'm not even going to attempt to try.
We got a couple hours.
I would fail that test.
All right. Let's get into the actual shows then. Episode 3625, Don't Pick Up the Phone. I watched this documentary also. And I was 100% on Keith's side.
Thank you.
I can't even believe people let themselves be interviewed after doing the things they did.
Yeah.
As if there was going to be a moment where us who didn't do it would be like, oh, I see where you come. Yeah. Sometimes you got to make them suck your dick. That's security protocols. You know how It's crazy.
There's one manager that is willing to be interviewed. So he was obviously told the difference between not guilty and innocent. Once you understand that, why do you think you can convince all the viewers that you were in the right? First of all, no one's talking about you. Now I know your name and what you look like. If I live in your town, it matters. I will treat you accordingly. What did you get out of that?
You know what? If I didn't watch the show, I would be a little more gentle on the managers. But after watching just, I don't know, a couple minutes of the show, I'm just like, yeah, this is stupid. You are not awake to anything, and I'm being kind.
Yeah, I'm about to say now, if him turns on you, that's a lot, because I haven't seen it yet. But for you to say that, I was like, okay.
People say things.
One of the major things is that they were our age. I thought we were going to talk about like 22, 24-year-olds as if they've had all this, you know, a manager, like that's supposed to be, you know, some sort of authority. They're usually children. These were people our age in charge of children. Yeah. No, you got to be awake for that. That's like not blaming the kindergarten teacher. No, somebody has to be in charge. Somebody has to say no to the bad guy.
And now they're on social media. You know, AR doesn't even stand for assault rifle. Send hashtag idiot. Like prison. Never mind death penalty.
Also, like if you're that one of the people that were implicated in it, or you know, the people who you call the criminals, wouldn't you also ask, like, and who else are you going to talk to? Because, like, them cutting back to the victim and then back to you being like, you know, because we all could just be tricked.
Right.
It just looks even worse because like, we're talking to the real person that was tricked and abused. And then we're talking to you going, I mean, it's like we both was abused. I mean, if you think about it, when you pick up the phones, like, dog, you got to be a grown up.
Yeah, just don't do the interview. Somebody brings it up in real life. You go, well, I feel weird talking about because kids were involved. But, you know, there's always more to a story. That's all I can say. Holly weird. But don't come on screen and go, I think I got this one taken care of.
No one will ask you about it in real life. None of those people's names were Hemda. See, that's what it's like. Like, you all have names that could be duplicated and anybody else, you know? Like, Greg Smith is not going to be like, oh, you were the Greg Smith. It does not fucking matter. I don't even remember one of the names. But if somebody's name was Hemda, yes, then it doesn't matter if I'm on screen or not. But no one was on screen. Nobody had a standout name or anything. I agree. Don't put yourself on that documentary. How much could it have been? $1,000? And a nice restaurant, a limousine ride. What are you, 12?
Right.
And then, like, because he tried to make it sound normal, but, like, he didn't even work there. Like what? If Karen called me and said, I need you to come down to my job. Right. We got some managerial shit that needs to be. I'm like, what? You must have security or something. That's ridiculous.
It's about discipline.
Right.
Also, if I was the cops, I wouldn't have been interviewed. You fucked that shit up so hard.
Yes.
And then you went on screen and said, I had to work for 3 months. Normally, I just make keys. But I had to work. I had to be a detective for 3 months and still didn't put guys behind bars. Why are you being interviewed? You are saying how bad you are at your job on a daily basis.
I had to do hard detective work. I heard that somebody else star 69 the number. So I found out that number was a payphone. Then I find out that it was a calling card that made that. Then I found out you can trace calling cards. This doesn't make a list of things.
Yeah. He was a genius. This guy was the Moriarty to my...
Right. Yeah, he's like, clever. Then I figured out Walmart sounds in that area of the payphone sells cards. So I asked for Walmart's video cameras. Then I had to watch them. At first, I didn't want to. Then I did.
Actually, you know what? Hold up. Let me just stop explaining. Have you ever seen Catch Me If You Can?
Sure.
So many times.
Yes. That's basically my job as a cop.
That's what happened. He was Tom Hanks. Yeah.
No need to get in any more details. Just trust me. It was, Woo, it was up there. Everybody was like, I can't believe you solved the case, detective.
I can't tell you all our secrets, but let's just say a calling card in Walmart.
And then they did. They like caught the guy, but didn't really catch the guy because like they caught him and all the crimes and calls stopped happening, coincidentally.
Yeah, right.
But then they didn't really catch him because he didn't go to jail because the jury was like, I don't know, dog.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you're basing it on a stupid Walmart video. It's not really that clear. Maybe we should have did a stakeout. Maybe. Maybe instead of saying, I know what you're up to, you should have done a stakeout. Maybe instead of wasting something so good as being able to search a house, it would result to more than a calling card like people use.
At any rate, let's move on. Oh, hold on. Oh, this is so unprofessional. I'm sorry, I'm getting a phone call right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who is it?
He's right here. I'm on the StreamYard with him now.
Oh, if it's me, I'll answer.
Oh, he did. Hey, Keith, I'm going to need you to take off your clothes.
What?
Can you take off your shirt?
Who are you talking to?
I just need to see something. This guy is saying that this is the cops, and they're saying that you got some weed on you and you stole a purse. I don't believe him.
I didn't steal nothing. Tell him I didn't steal nothing.
Okay. He says he didn't steal anything. Suck my dick? What?
I don't want to.
That's escalated quickly.
I didn't read the whole manual, but...
I mean, no, I saw the training orientation. It seemed like it was in the HR. It said not tit for tat. It said not to suck his nipples. How's that going to get the weed?
The money wouldn't... The weed...
Okay, well, let me call you back. Okay, I'm going to call you back. You know what? I'm going to get Karen in here.
No, nope.
He's on some birthday.
Nope.
Yeah. No, she don't work here. She's my wife. Okay. All right.
Oh man, that was weird. I'm glad you came to your senses. Thank you. Holy shit.
The DoorDash guy took the phone and said what and hung up.
I love that the Razzies rescinded their awards. You know, I think it's proven that maybe we need to stop being so mean to the children like that. You know, the Onion also rescinded one time.
Oh yeah.
Yes, they did.
They called Quvenzhané Wallace, young black girl who's nominated for an Oscar, just record winning to even be nominated. They said she was a cunt.
Right.
And Black Twitter descended on them in such fury that they even apologized. So I think the Razzies just didn't learn from the Onions. They thought they could do what the Onion couldn't even do.
How did the Onion apologize? Like, after further review, she is not a cunt. And therefore, the joke didn't even match.
Honestly, they gave a real apology. And I remember at the time being a little sad. Like,
yeah.
we lost something today. I can't put into words what it is. But, like, when the Onion has to take off the mask of, like, sarcasm to be for real. I was like, guys, we killed something today that's just never going to recover.
It's funny that they're still just as controversial, if you ask me. Right. It's funny that, like, I guess we just keep doing what we do until we get in trouble again, because there's no way they know the line now. I guess it's age. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Like, after every week, they just go, whoo, if the headlines all get through the internet. But
if it's political, I can make a congresswoman suck off a donkey, right? Like, how do you know where the line is?
Yeah. Those are my comments, guys. What, Karen, do you have anything else specific about this episode before we get to the poll?
I like the bet in this poll. I love when you guys do your bets, because it is just hilarious how him decides what to choose.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times I'm listening because, like, I watch football and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. Like, I was in my at home, I was like, that's a bad choice. That's not logical. But okay. All right.
Sometimes she'll bet on the team against her initial bet, you know. But right now she's betting. Do you know who you're betting on, Kenda?
I know it's not Kansas.
It's not Kansas City. Do you know the other team playing the Super Bowl?
You know, there's only two left, so I feel like I could know by the time it's time to know. So I feel like that's good enough.
They'll tell you. You don't have to suit up. You don't get to be on a plane early.
I don't even have to know what time it starts.
Right.
So I have my Venmo ready, because obviously I'll be Venmoing you $50.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know if that rings a bell, are up by 1.5 points. They are favored to win against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know that that means anything. They're up. They're up before they started. They're up in people's minds.
When you they look into who's hurt on the team. They look into who had a public fight that's on their team. They somehow put all this together and they say, "All right, if you bet, let's say $100, then we're and you're betting the spread. It's called. Then we're gonna add 1.5 points." to Philadelphia's final score and judge on that if you won, because we know Philadelphia will be better. Just a
little
bit.
Are we doing that too for our bet?
No.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are you telling me then? There's a spread, but it's only Philadelphia cream cheese?
Okay.
Football joke. I'm already in here.
I see. You're
it
ready.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't
matter. Yeah.
They must really think that the Eagles are going to win because that's the spread, even after one of their players was accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting someone and is now no longer going to be eligible to play in the Super Bowl. So just between that game and the Super Bowl, he couldn't do a crime. Like, he had to do a crime.
Right. Is there, well, that's when you know. Well, first, you make time, first of all. And that's why people say 2 weeks is a long time before the Super Bowl.
That's why you got to do what you
love.
Yes,
2 weeks is a long time.
Right. And it's obviously a compulsion. That'll be good for his case, actually. Like, OCD, I was about to go to the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's a problem.
Oh, man. What was the ball?
But you know what?
That was football.
Football extended overtime. It would be interesting. That's right. It'd be interesting that I picture the guy goes, "Okay, I'm out, but what's the spread now? Still 1.5. Fuck, God damn it. Wow. Yeah. I'm not even taken seriously for my skill.
Right. That's how you can tell how good he's not.
Right.
Is the fact that the spread stayed the same. They were just, Vegas was like, "Hey, that guy's out. He's like a
he don't matter.
No one cares."
Right. The poll was regarding don't pick up the phone. Who is the dumbest of these people? And I say, again, just between us, because it's controversial, just between us. Literally everybody, even the kids. There, I said it. You couldn't get me in war to make the other side blow me for information. And I was that young. Okay. But anyway, there, I said, no, just between us, and just between us, time is over. The poll results were, don't pick up the phone. Who is the dumbest? The real officers? The managers, the employees, or the phone caller himself? Of course, I picked what the majority was. The managers, 79%.
On Reddit, it was by far the managers as well.
It was by far the managers, but on Reddit, whereas the forum said didn't blame the phone caller at all when it came to lack of intelligence, Reddit said two people wrote the phone caller is the dumbest person ever. Maybe that's got to be like, oh, this coward. You know, it's got to, you know, when somebody shoots up a school, they're like, coward. I'm like, I don't know. That took a little balls. Over here, just between us. So you got to be like, who's the real dummy? I think if you call somebody and have somebody give people blowjobs, that's dumb to me. I assume that's what those two people are thinking. But it's the managers. The correct answer is the managers. Yeah.
He's clearly the mastermind of all these dummy hicks.
Yeah.
Like, how he's the one on top of you if you don't you're literally saying everyone's dumber than him because he's the one that manipulated everybody.
It's like saying pigs are so smart. And I'm like, a pig never tried to put me on a plate and eat me. This guy is smarter than the other idiots.
Like, the victims you can at least feel bad for in the face of, like, you know, they're at the bottom. It's the fucking authority of the manager, the fake fucking cop, whatever the system is that didn't educate their ass, the fact they never left their hometown and they work at fucking McDonald's. Like, there's a lot of shit they got going at the bottom. But the closer you get to the fucking top, I mean, it's the manager and then the fucking the husband of the manager, obviously, and then the fucking guy. The guy's the top. He's the anyway.
It would have been funny if whenever they introduce somebody or cut back to them and they put the name and the age, they should also put like name, comma, age, comma, white. And just funny that everyone's white.
It was interesting. That serial guy had a type, because you know how hard you got to do to find white only towns that got fast food employees that's all white? Like,
Normally it's brown people.
everywhere the brown people in the town work at the fucking fast food place. And he was like, nah, fuck that. Let's go to the one horse town. I got to have white women's. Episode 3626, Act As If. He started talking about gun pins in Congress.
I couldn't.
What do you guys think about that?
I really thought it must be a joke at first, but the pictures I'm seeing look candid. You know, they're not straight on. It's not an easy Photoshop. And I really had to look around to see that it is indeed legit. That is crazy that Congress people are wearing AR-15 pins, obviously as a fuck you to people right. being against gun control and kids not dying.
Yeah, the weirdest thing to me is like, you get elected, you have all these promises you make, all the shit you're supposed to do when you get there, all the shit we learned about in school. And like your day one, you're just like, I'm gonna get a gun pin, man. That's gonna really show these motherfuckers.
I'm gonna show them I'm serious. Did they lay that shit out like you do the first day of school? You know how you lay out your school clothes out? I'm gonna kill them with this gun pin, y'all.
They ain't even gonna know what hit them when I show up with the gun pin lapel. It's pow pow up in there.
You know, you take it off when you go to the airport, but it's gonna be funny to wear it on C-SPAN, you piece of shit.
Well, the other thing with the gun pins, like, do you all go get the same gun pin from the same person? Is it like
actually they did, to be clear, a Republican came in with pins, wrote on social media saying, actually, don't forget, I got more in my office, stop on by.
See, I feel like Marjorie Taylor Greene would have had like a diamond encrusted one, right. You know what I'm saying? Lauren Boebert would have had like flair coming off of her shit, like, you know, I feel like some of these people would have stuck,
you know, small and pink.
They get bigger and bigger until it's like one of those Jewish hats with credit cards hanging from it.
Oh, that's why we vote, guys, because that's the one party is trying to govern and other parties wearing fucking pins to work. It's like, why is this our world, man? Why is this okay that only like half the country got to be serious?
Yeah. Yeah, well, this would be great. This would be great. Remember in work you were trying not to get attention? That's what these Congress people are doing. But now it's like, hey, I'm wearing an asshole pin. Comments?
Have you ever had a job where like you felt every day like, am I not good enough? Am I going to get fired? Right. Am I even a serious person to have this job and to be able to do it? Like, are they going to rip my mask off and realize I'm a fucking child inside of here? And then these motherfuckers, the most prestigious jobs in the country, are like, you can't shoot me.
There's a pin. We should arrest the AOC. Like, you're just, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Name a policy.
Right. You know? Still working on the things, and
don't worry, guys. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Okay, cool.
I'm working on what you person like the most, specifically you.
I loved your Am I the Asshole with the Captain Pilot asshole, man.
Yeah, it reminds me of my dad too much.
Yeah. I literally wrote in this recap for y'all, this guy reminds me of your dad.
Yeah.
Those are the next words.
Yeah, the guy is upset. He works at he manages, who knows if he does, but my dad said he managed one too. You know he didn't. He was fired from Wendy's the first day. I made the sandwiches too good, so it was too slow. Okay.
Too good?
Right. It's fast food for a reason. I'm sorry. Not my speed.
He made them call him captain at the drive-thru.
He said that people in Wendy's, though he was fired at the end of the day, they came up to him and said, excuse me, sir, Mr. Malley, according to the name tag, I just want to say this is the greatest sandwich I ever had, and it does look like the picture. He said that. So you would think,
but you got fired.
Even though he got fired, other places would want to scoop him up. Like the real Burger King is here, you know, Mr. Malley from down the block.
I mean, them fast hamburger hands, yeah. Of course.
Get a slow burger. It's delicious and looks just like the picture. You'll have to wait a minute, though.
Unfortunately for him, we didn't have cell phones back then. and social media, because if you get the perfect sandwich,
yeah, that he would have.
You got to put that on Instagram. That's going viral.
Yeah.
Boom, bang, boom. Now it's Mr. Mally's instead of Mr. Wendy's or whatever.
We didn't have that in our day, son. He goes around. He's saying he's a prince now, for God's sakes. Yes, this is absolutely like the airline pilot. Airline pilot. He's not an airline pilot. Never flew a plane in his life. Doesn't have a certificate to do so of any kind. Any official classes. He says he bought and read books. And he demands that his wife say in public that he's a pilot. His wife introduced him to his boss at a job function and said, oh, he's a manager at blah, 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 and it has good benefits, and we're lucky. And then he turns to the manager and goes, ah, she forgot. I'm actually an airplane pilot. Oh, well, I hope she's fucking the boss now, because what in the hell?
But is this could this be first day nonsense from this guy? Is this the first time that he says something crazy in public or to her? Does it start here?
Well, she didn't know that he didn't meet these guys before. In fact, he said, I was surprised they didn't like fawn all over me because she should have been talking about me. So it sounded like a first visit. And then he goes, you know my wife. She's so forgetful. Well, you work with her. You probably know. So now I have to pretend you have a job you never had. And question if I hired an idiot. Because her love just brought it up.
I'm just wondering if he does this in public all the time. If they get together with other people and he makes up other shit. Like, is she like, here we go again with this guy? Or is she like, should we book you a neurologist appointment?
Maybe it's her kink, you know?
It must be, because
she like gets off on it.
I mean, ain't no dick worth that much stupidity. I mean, because that is just stupid, you know, and it's one of those things to where, like Keith said, they probably talked later and she was like, the fuck, get out of my face, and went somewhere. And now he was like, went online basically, like, am I the asshole? Mm-hmm. If you have to ask that question in that situation, yes, you are. And she ought to leave your ass because you're stupid.
If he did that at that party, he tells people when she's not around that he's a captain.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, he'd be at the basketball court like, no, it's who's next? Larry? Captain?
Yeah.
Larry, thank you.
A captain isn't necessarily a rank. It could just be you're the one in charge.
He played enough Flight Simulator that he just like, fuck. Like, that's like, one time I got in trouble with one of the audience members where they didn't like me for a while and stopped listening, probably never will listen again.
What'd you do?
He was in the military, and I made a joke that I park in the spaces for veterans at my local Harris Teeter because I've beaten all the Call of Duties. Right. And he did not find that to be very funny, and this man was very, very familiar with guns, so I didn't want to argue with him. I tried to even apologize. I said, this is obviously a joke. He's like, now, fuck, you don't talk about our military. I said, all right, sir. Blah, blah.
Military, okay.
Yeah. And now I wonder, is he one of these captains? Maybe he was mad because he beat Call of Duty and that's how he got his guns. I don't know.
Right. I did mine on Legend.
Have you ever played on Horde mode, motherfucker? Right.
It never stops. It never ends.
Yeah, it's funny.
Maybe this guy misunderstood the random nickname that strangers give to each other. Like, oh, I'm the captain. Because you know how people are like,
yeah,
I got you, boss. I got you, chief. I got you, Captain.
What's going on, Doc? He's like, oh, a doctor.
Yeah, you took doctor.
Even higher rank.
Yeah, you believe doctor, but you didn't take it in when he called you Hoss. It's interesting. But yes, I do think it's a kink. And the kink is, I let you see that my husband's such a fucking weirdo that you don't respect him when we fuck in the broom closet.
That is
I think that's her kink.
That's a good way to get laid, I think.
Yeah.
So specific.
My kinks are, right?
That's true. Yes,
you're into S&M. It doesn't mean you don't have preferences.
Yeah. He might even be into it too. Maybe that's his thing.
Yeah, to be home by himself and have the house free at night.
It's a weird way to cuck.
Yeah.
Very strange way.
Oh, man. What a dumbass. It has to be like a 75-25 ratio on those. Am I the assholes? I'm just, if you took the time, you probably are an asshole. You know?
We should have done the poll like, who's the biggest idiot in this story?
Right.
Oh man. And if you have a coworker like me, it's even worse, because I would be like, oh, Captain. Oh, but Captain, my Captain. Hey, y'all met Cap over here. Yes,
man, I just would double down and make a whole big ass scene. I was like, since we all stupid, let's all be stupid.
And then tell them how you what you do again? You watch Airplane, the movie, right. 10 times. What you doing? Can say it again.
Right. Did Yelp say you visited blah 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 and you're the mayor? I would get out of my seat, put my arms out, make airplane noises to the water cooler.
Just fly around and shit. That's hilarious.
Guys, is your captain speaking? This motherfucker's lying.
I'm gonna need you to check that email double time.
I'm the captain. Come on, bro. Oh man. You know what? You get to be the captain in the movie when the real captain dies of a heart attack.
Right.
And they do that thing where it goes, has anyone fly a plane? And you're like, I took 10,000 hours of flight lessons. I'm like, okay, now you're the captain today on this plane so we don't die. Fuck that.
We're at 0 feet. I'm going to take my lunch break. Keep an eye on things.
That's how he drives his car.
0 feet. Hilarious.
Coming into Target, we got temperatures. Expect temperatures to be the same thing they are in the car.
Oh, John's here. Good morning, John.
I'm going to go home, guys.
Okay. Have a safe flight.
Oh, man. We got to bring back bullying, everybody.
Right.
Y'all talked about this priest who I gathered from the clues, gotta be a black dude.
Yes.
The music you heard in hell.
Yeah.
It was like Rihanna and shit. I was like, okay. But here's my thing. Why did he go to hell? And why is that not the major part of the story?
Yes.
Of all this shit? There's two questions here.
Why
did he go to hell? And two, how come these motherfuckers always know the secular music?
Right. Well, it amazes me that in Star Trek in the year 5000, they all know Shakespeare and dun, 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 dun. These are the things that out of all the music in the universe, everybody can focus on these two things. The Mona Lisa, of course, they have references mm-hmm. to. There hasn't been any good art since those hundreds.
Right.
You know, he was surprised he went to hell for a second, and it was because he has to work on forgiving other people that did him wrong more. A lot of people did him wrong in life.
But I feel like
he's trying.
Did he recognize the songs right away?
Yeah, I guess so. Like
by his own rules, that might also be why he's in hell, because he knew them songs. He should have, as a good Christian, he should have been like, what the fuck is this?
Right. He's trying, but it seeps in. It comes in the radio. It comes in when you go to the mall sometimes, the store.
When you least expect it.
Yeah.
Man, it's the worst. I remember when I would go to church back when I was in like a kid, and back a couple times in college. There was this one time, Grapevine Ministries. There was this new black church. It was super popular. It was popping. There's always like the club up in there. It's like fucking standing room only on a Sunday. Wow. It's as much of a social event as you imagine going to the club was, but for Christian people.
Right.
And they had like a banging band and all this shit. And they had like what the pastor that, you know, does the whole nine or whatever. And I remember I was listening to the pastor and I actually had to get up and leave because this motherfucker started quoting hip hop songs. He was like, and when I'm in my car and I'm pulling up and I see you, you're supposed to be in church. And I look over there and you over there talking about Cash Money taking over for the 99 and the 2000. And people were just like, fucking like, oh. And I was thinking, how does he know the words?
The popular songs.
He not supposed to know how to drop it like it's hot. He's making us feel bad for that. And some people got up and left and he chastised them. Say how we don't need you because they had so many people in the congregation and people weren't even able to make it in and you took somebody's spot that should have been.
Wow.
And I was like, and that person could have just had to go to work. Like they didn't get up and make a fit. They just had, right? Like, had to quietly walk out and he was like, and we don't need you. Don't come back. I was like, oh my God, I'm never coming back to this place.
Right.
Wow.
You guys aren't coming to church. All you want to do is a brunch and take your money and
that's about how it sounded. Yes.
Yeah. These are the 10 God commandments. chicka chicka turn 9-7. It was so bad. I just remember feeling like this is a farce. None of this is real. I want to leave. All right, Karen, anything for your observations on the show?
Yes, you talked about the woman that killed her doppelganger and tried to fake like it was her as somebody who has actually met their own doppelganger. There's no way. Like, I met somebody, we had went to Atlanta, and I had seen somebody, they look exactly like me. And the thing is, it would not be surprising if we were actually related, because I have no idea who my biological father is, but they look just like me. And the person's name is Bridget, because when we had went to a family member's house, everybody kept calling me Bridget. I was like, who the hell is this Bridget? Why does everybody keep calling me Bridget? And then when she walked in, I was like, oh, I look exactly like you. And they were like, yeah. The only difference is that she was a little bit taller and a little bit thicker than me. But other than that, we look identical. So I couldn't even imagine taking somebody out.
If I came up to her and just started making out, you'd be like, yeah, she does look like me. Yeah, anyone can make that mistake.
I mean, I can understand.
I had that happen in college. There was a basketball player named D. Brown. And when I was a freshman, everyone thought I was him. I never saw the guy until like a month or two into being in college. And when I saw him, I didn't think we looked alike, but it was like it happened so many fucking times, you know. And he must have been quite the ladies' man, because it was almost always women. Like, D, you didn't call me. And I'm like, hey, ma'am, I don't know you. One time I got free food from McDonald's, because they thought I was D. Brown. And then when they gave it to me, they was like, all right, now you call. I put my number in the bag. You call me back. And I'm like, I have no idea who that woman was. John, drive. And we just went home and ate free McDonald's.
He's one of the Johns.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's
weird.
That's super weird. And you didn't think, did you not even see why they thought that?
He was like taller than me. He was older than me by a couple years. I think we just had a bald head and glasses. And this is not even like the racial excuse. Everyone in my school was mostly black. So like black people was mistaking me for another black dude, which is highly unusual. And you know, the worst is the people that from afar think you D. Brown, but then they get up close and then there's disappointment. Now, I just get some unsolicited disappointment for no fucking reason. Right. I was eating my lunch in the calf, and it's like, hey, oh. I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Plus, you just got there, and you're trying to make friends.
Yeah.
And you are faded into the background because people just keep thinking they're seeing someone else, so you don't have the opportunity to make friends.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
And anyway, so him never did Karen make out with him?
Yeah, that was the weird part. Karen came to visit. And I'm like, oh my God, D. Brown, what are you doing? It's also like me and D. Brown never became friends or anything, but somehow in my mind, I felt like he was obligated as the senior in school to like be my friend, because these motherfuckers thought I was him. And I was just dealing with anyone that liked or did not like him was starting with
you
me.
You had to deal with the backlash of that.
Yeah. Anyway. Wow. What was the poll?
The poll was, GOP representatives are wearing the AR-15 pins in place of the traditional American flag. Guess who made this poll? Your choices are, that's fine, they're expressing their point of view, or it's offensive and bad shit. Did Hemder and I make that poll?
I'm going to say you did.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
On the forums, 0% say they're just expressing their point of view. Keith, you're a goddamn genius. That is 0% are picking that choice. 100% saying it's batshit. On Reddit, 3 people are saying that's fine. They're expressing their point of view, which is still too many for me.
Reddit but is always the troublemaker.
They're the free spirit troublemakers over there. That is true. But yeah, they're fine with it. We were talking also
Lawless
on that
town.
What's that?
Reddit is a lawless town.
It is a lawless town. We were talking about the George Santos also on that show. Here's another one of his lies that we didn't know about. Mm-hmm. The Spider-Man show, Turn Off the Dark, before it became a flop and lost all that money, he said he was the producer, the youngest producer ever at 22 at the time. He produced Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. So they're like, you won't quit lying. He's like, I said starting now. That was in the past, and you just saw some video.
I have to be the only person that is just not fascinated with this dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it feels like every time there's a story, one, they're mostly harmless, which I guess helps, right? It's not like we're catching a serial killer.
Right.
But like, they're not good scams. Like, I've never been impressed by, like,
verify it.
I think, like, not that I'm in a scammer culture by nature, but like, I could be impressed by a good, like, a motherfucker where you're like, oh, that's good. You found a doppelganger, killed her, and started over with her credit. That, goddamn, you a beast. But this shit be like, we caught him in a lie. It's like, oh, what'd he do this time? He has said he did something that we didn't verify, and it's not true.
Right.
Okay, well, that's like the last 12.
I like when something, though, is so funny that you can't parody it. When when they try on SNL or a late night talk show, they try to do George Santos, and they're like, they set it up, then they do the punchline, and the setup is him saying, I didn't say I was a Jew, I said I'm Jewish, and the audience laughs. Right. It's like, no, that they didn't get to the punchline yet. They're just reminding you about him, and he is the fucking joke in and of itself. To me, that really stands out. To me, it's interesting to know and wonder, what is it like when you walk around the halls of Congress? What is it literally like when you pass people and you feel their aura, like, hey, dipshit? That's interesting to me. And again, like you're saying, harmless enough.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not going to be on your side, and he'll do whatever you want, but that's politics. What are we going to do?
Yeah, right. Yeah, nothing about that. Yeah, I guess that part is interesting, that the people on his side don't treat him good.
Right.
Because those people lie a lot, too, and they're like,
yes, but they do.
You be going too hard.
We don't lie about that shit. Like,
I lied and said that I don't care if kids get shot at school. I didn't lie and say,
but I didn't lie about my credentials to get a job.
right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we hate drag queens right now, bro. You hot right now. Calm down.
we can't fuck with you. He came. He had to sit off in the corner by itself. They didn't even want to be friends with him and shit like that. Like, it was just wild. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting. Marjorie Taylor Greene has to look at George Santos and go, yeah, you're not bad shit. You're normal. Oh, my God, this guy. And George Santos has to look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. No, you're not bad shit. These are your opinions. Oh, my God, space lasers. Jewish space lasers. I should be offended being Jewish myself.
Life is
calling
the kid
black. They get on my nerves. I think the thing that irritates me, and to an extent, I feel like Keith, where you feel like you're in bizarre world, because like, how the fuck did he get this position? And then why isn't anybody demanding that he loses his fucking job? It makes no goddamn sense. You lied to get there. You should be automatically disqualified.
Well, luckily they voted on the rules for their employment, and it's up to them. What a great way that worked out.
And they all got a raise this week.
What do you guys think? Did you earn it? Honest to God, I did earn it this term. One time I was like, okay, I'll step up. But this term, I think I did. I think I more than earned it, quite frankly.
I mean, when I had to drive a long time to come in that day and vote against $15 minimum wage for everyone else.
Right.
So I kind of deserve a little extra.
Yeah. They go, where are we going to get the money? You know, McDonald's, their kids. What do they need?
I voted on me having better health care. But I will take that plane trip overnight to vote for you not to have health care at all.
Right.
Yeah. Well, where are we going to get the money from? If I have health care, you can't. We can't all have health care.
Come on, guys. Yeah. You voted for me to have health care.
Okay, we're not getting people at McDonald's any benefits like health care. What can we do to make up for it? Access to guns.
Yeah,
if they then they won't have to worry about their health, fight back. When I'm in Congress, I'm fighting for you.
And look, if on a random happenstance you're one of the people to get shot by the gun and you don't have health care, I mean, too bad.
I'll care a little bit. Obviously, I'm trained. I have a pin. Yeah. That's an AR-15.
I'll be thinking about you and I'll be praying.
Yeah.
So, like, I got you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Go policies.
Yay. Anyway, I used to be a drag queen. all right. So, we got the poll.
Yes.
We talked about George Santos.
We talked about the person that robbed a house and was found taking a bath fully clothed. I do think that's what you do so you don't end up crazy. Keep peanut butter in your pocket. Loose leaf. You get caught by the cops, eat out the creamy peanut butter in your hand. What? Why am I here? Where am I? Perfect.
Yeah, it is too good to fail, yeah. Honestly. Assuming that the cops, you know, don't shoot you as soon as they show up.
Well, I mean, look at your skin color.
Yeah, okay, I mean, listen, I knew those rules were for you.
Yeah,
okay?
If it means, you know, you're going to be the king of the cuckoo nest, go that route.
It's like when y'all tell stories about, you know, jumping the turnstile or shoplifting. Yeah, I'm like, those are whites only stories. Yeah. All right, everybody.
I would never. I would let you find somebody. Can I pay you?
Right.
Yeah, I need the receipt for every CVS visit. All right.
I need a receipt and I need the bag. Even in New York, they were like, you want a bag? I'm looking like, yes. I'm not walking out of this store without a bag. Because y'all not going to accuse me of stealing a motherfucking thing. I want a bag.
Right. You're not going to trick me.
Right.
So the only thing left, I mean, obviously last week, Q&A. But it's not really a show, the marathon, because it was two shows this week, but then you had one 28-hour show or something that I heard about, a little something. I only have two questions because I know it's too much to go through all of it. I'm sure you're a bit loose.
And the questions are how and why?
What the fuck was you thinking? Who didn't show up? Did you have any no-show?
Yes. And the one that sticks to my mind is the person I'm being fake angry at, but there seems to be more and more fake anger that eventually my brain's going to get confused. Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh, shit.
Is the one who said he did DMT in pill form. Nobody's heard of this, but he said, I did DMT in pill form. I'm going to talk about it openly. And my stand-up specials about it, I did it with Shane Moss. I text him included, Shane Moss, hey, where do I get this DMT you did? He goes, I don't know. Never heard of it. Maybe in Washington, D.C.? Like, what the fuck does that mean? And then I go, Billy, what the fuck did you do with Shane? He's like, I don't know, but that D.C. stuff sounds good. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I make myself fake angry. We'll talk about the marathon. Surprise, surprise. He gets confused. He thought he was showing up literally today instead of yesterday at the same time. So we got a problem, me and Billy Wayne Davis. We'll see if this ever gets solved. But yes, he was a no-show who did click yes. I will be there.
Some real Santos-like behavior. Yes. Try to trick you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, he comes on. He goes, I'm here. I'll go, are you an airplane pilot?
Captain BWD's in the building, everybody.
Yeah.
Him did the, anyone didn't show up, you remember?
Well, no one, I don't think anyone completely flaked in call. I think Allie Clayton, I don't think she was a flake. I think
it said declined on that spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
Steve Ross.
And she declined because her and her her girlfriend had a thing. That was a surprise at the end of at the end of the show to me.
Surprise, yeah.
But that they had a breakup, and so they decided, all right, who says no? I think it sounds to me like Melody said, they said, who says no? And then Melody said, I already said yes, so. Allie's like, okay.
Decline.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, and somebody, Lizzie Cassidy, I think she got into an accident, is a little concussed, not sure if she can get her brain together by this weekend. Okay. Was something like the email. She's fine because she is emailing. But yeah, other
That's
than that, there was, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And,
she's in concussion protocol. She got to get tested a few more times.
On the IR list.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, oh, you know who didn't, there was one person who didn't show up and didn't get in touch. Craig Klein. However,
not Hollywood.
he showed up. He had three shifts behind the scenes. And the first two were the first night. And then he also had, he was also on the show during the night. And then he couldn't wake up, couldn't party as hard as we could, Craig.
Wow.
We out-partied you.
Y'all are still doing this at just every year, torturing yourselves for the show. And every year you make it. I'm surprised. I guess that'll be when we know it's over. Y'all are too old to do the show. Is when y'all finally fall asleep on a marathon and there's just like 4 hours of silence to end the marathon. It's like, what happens? It's like, guys, we're not getting the show this year.
Well, I'm doing it. We're sitting for 24 hours. I'm like, God, my knees hurt. I'm sitting.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then who, if anyone, was an asshole?
Billy Wayne Davis.
That's a good one.
Of course, that trickster.
I know it. Like, so. We do have marathons sometimes, where sometimes there is, you know, the Goots, there's, Ray, not Ray, some Frank Liotti was a blow up, but this year, nothing.
Oh, okay. That's pleasant.
Very strange. Behind the scenes, everybody was super ready. You know, they know they're coming into a separate room at this point. Like, everybody knows the protocol, and everyone was super nice. We heard that, like, Andy Kindler started entertaining the people in the back, was doing all kinds of voices that you would recognize that he's done over the years. Like, the backstage stuff is a whole nother show. Yeah, like, some of the people come in, and everyone was super nice. And Frank Conniff, Xerxes was like, oh, he's like this, you know, nice old man who's coming on. And then you're asking him questions behind the scenes, and he's telling you, like, some really fucked up stories because he's done so much shit, you know?
Yeah.
It just sounds so fun.
The first time he found porn was there. He watched people record actual porn, probably, you know?
Right. He's like, oh, you mean what did I put out? Well, it was the first inventor.
It was my work.
It was two dogs.
It took 30 minutes. We had to keep freezing and then starting it. Also,
somebody got, this was behind the scenes, like, as we're talking throughout the day, I'm getting more stuff from Xerxes, but somebody got a little, one of the guests got a little starstruck when they heard who was on the show currently, and they were early. I don't have the name of this person because he can't remember, but, and they were like, could you please, they were like, sort of, you can tell they were a little antsy, and then they finally like fessed up. They were like, you think you could throw me on early? I really want to be on with that person.
Oh, that's funny.
And they did it because they were like super nice. Yeah.
Well, that was like a treat when we were on, because we got to be on with Rob Hayes, who we watch Southside and Sherman Showcase.
Yeah.
And we've seen him on those shows. And even though I've heard him on the podcast before, I never made the connection that's Rob Hayes on my TV that I'm watching.
Right.
And just sitting there listening to him talk, I was just like, oh my God, this is happening. Look at this. At the end, before we logged off, I was just like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm a big fan, da da da. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of y'all too. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Kind of like, how do you know us? I was thinking, you must know Rod. I'm like, I know you don't know me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was cool. Yeah. I mean, people know your podcast, of course. You should have him on your show.
Yeah, I'll definitely reach out. That's such a, but it's just crazy stuff like that, you know. Same thing with Catherine Heller. Like, that's how we got cool with her, is through Keith and the Girl. So it's like beautiful when those connections are being made. And of course, you know, we already know Justy and Christian from the show, and of course Christian from like the Chappelle Show, like one of my favorite sketches. So like, it was just it is interesting to not fan out, because I feel like y'all have so many people that are like names and have careers throughout the marathon. Everyone's probably a little bit fanning out for other people as they're on with all these different people. So it was really dope.
It's fun to see also the newer comics that, after doing Keith and Girl for 18 years, you see them grow. Rob, for example, Brandon Collins, you grew, and that this is fun.
Yeah, it's dope, man. Yeah. Like, I think the biggest thing for Keith and the Girl that I love about the show and you guys is watching people change over the years. And I don't mean changes in like, I'm a whole different person, but like, you know, as everyone changes a little bit at a time, you know, it's dope to be like, oh, these are the people you could be. And these are the people they have been. And you know, people that you can go back in the archives and see all that stuff, or listen to Q&A and like kind of experience it every week. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, yeah, I guess, you know, you can grow to like people more or grow to like people less. I do think it's funny when people
are in the wrong direction.
Yeah. When people are like, oh, you guys used to be connected, or you used to be friends, or you used to podcast together. And it's like, yes, I like these people more. I like these people less.
Yeah.
If I could like you more, I could like you less. I think it's okay.
Yeah. And ultimately, it's okay, is kind of the thing. You know what I mean? Like, all these changes, and it's still like, yeah, but everything's fine. We're still coming on here for an hour a day making jokes and observations and stuff like that. And like I said, it's just so dope to see that in the comedians too, where it's like, I remember when this comedian was like a person they met at an open mic. You know what I mean? And yes. I was like, I see this motherfucker on TV all the time. What a crazy world. And now I have a little more inside knowledge because I know about whatever story it is they told on the show. And people tell some like intimate stories here. So it does feel like you know the people a little better. And especially in a day and age where so much of our growth and change is just hidden away, right? It's,
yeah,
everybody shows up with the complete product on like Instagram. You know, it's before and after. You know, it's very like the interesting part isn't the work or the change or the growth or the like day to day thing ideas you're introduced to. It's always like, I am a completed product and I have all my shit together. Let me tell you how to get your shit together. You know, and I like the show kind of shows some mess. You know,
yeah.
Last week on Keith and the Girl,
yes,
Quiet Storm. With Brianna Brady.
Yes, late night.
The late night edition.
Yes,
9 p.m. How late was this?
Nine.
Okay. Did you contemplate adding some music between, you know, a little like, oh, let's get some Jodeci and we'll be right back after we leave.
We didn't know. We didn't know it was going to be labeled as such. But I keep forgetting all our VIP hosts. They tell you what it did. We changed the show from a Wednesday to a Thursday. For some reason, these hosts, Moros, need to let the audience know. And so, yeah. Yes, I should have known that it would be dubbed the Quiet Storm at 9 p.m. No, I did not expect it. So I wasn't ready.
Well, we're planning on doing some like Sunday shows at different times. And we will be highlighting the change.
Okay.
With our own themes. you know. Sunday we'll do the gospel hour. I don't know. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. Woo! All right. Oh, but yeah, Bianca does a great job as always. And
we love Bianca.
Yeah, and I love that she was fascinated with our adventures in New York and you know, was like, get out here and do some more stuff, and we were able to do a little extra stuff and go a couple places that she did find impressive, and I appreciate that. You know, that's why we did it that week. We were like, let's go to a museum, let's not bore the shit out of Bianca anymore. So boom. Good.
Yes, and we both museum differently. I kind of found out because I museum and I spent like 3 hours in the museum. And Roger was like, that shit don't interest me. Let's go to the good stuff.
Because everyone's fake. Everyone's pretentious, being fake pretentious. Mm-hmm. They're stop. Oh, coincidentally, everyone stopped at the same one for the same amount of fucking time. They walk by the other ones that they walk. I just go where I'm called. And if I feel the feeling, I'll stay. But there's no point in pretending to feel the feeling for the other shit to get to the shit I want to see. I saw the fucking Pinocchio exhibit. And that was
neat.
Amazing. They made a whole movie out of that. That fucking Stonehenge thing in that fucking room with 17 bricks stacked on each other.
Oh, boring. That shit made anyone no could have made
that. Kids make that shit with Lego logs. Get the fuck out of here. So no, the reason is so bullshit. That's all I'm saying. Every person, if they were being honest and there was no one else in there to watch, no cameras, no security, and you let them in the museum, everyone will be in and out in 20 minutes.
I agree. It's Homer Simpson with art. It's somebody probably tried to make a joke and be like, I stacked rocks. Is this art, Picasso? You fucking three-eyed on one side, bitch. That a kid can do that. And then next thing you know, people are like, you know what? It does move me. And then like they have a serious discussion about it. You know, like the rabbis in a room figuring out God. And they're like, well, if it does move them, even if it's for a weird reason, is it art? And it's like, all right, let's keep it. And now this is the world you got.
Right.
Oh, it don't even jokesters mean the same. And parody accounts.
Imagine it don't mean the same thing to two people.
Right.
Imagine that shit. If someone listened to this episode of this show and they were like, I thought they were talking about the ancient civilizational struggle against the elements. Oh, really? Well, I thought they were recapping last week on Keeping the Girl. There's not two right answers. One person is wrong. But you go in a fucking art gallery, one person could be like, oh, it's really about death. And the other person's like, oh, no, I think it's about, you know, the existential crisis of, you know, finding shared humanity. It's like, both of y'all can't be right. That's not fair.
I see a ladder.
I just went to that museum last week, and I think the gift shop was the best.
Right. So good. Well, they know it's the best. That's why they sell it.
Yeah.
The other stuff you just look at. Keep it moving.
here's how I would change museums to fix this problem.
Make a movie theaters.
You have a card. Yeah. Make them in the movie theaters. We show movies. Okay. Hmm. But you put a card next to each exhibit. And the card is what the artist intended to say.
Right.
And then if you get it right, you can go to the next exhibit. But if not, you gotta go. You gotta go home.
You get three chances. I like that. Or you walk into a room, there's five blank cards for you to fill out, and like The Price is Right, there's five exhibits you can see, and you gotta match.
You match them up.
They're already written what the artist thought, and you gotta match them. The artist, of course, can't use a noun like my ladder represents. Just say what it is. And get the job done. Then you can move on to the next section.
And you have to rank them from 5 to 1. Yes. What's the best? And if everybody doesn't agree, it's bullshit.
Because the best is...
Right. Yeah.
That's how they rank them. Okay? I saw a couple missing exhibits because they was out on loan. So that's the person who really won the museum. The person whose shit isn't in the museum anymore, guys.
I see art on the street. Somebody throwing shit out for free. And I'm like, was that supposed to be good, though? Like, am I walking past the find of the century?
I legit stared at the vendor who sells art outside the museum longer than some of the shit in the museum.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's a dope picture of New York City. Look at the perspective on this bitch. Meanwhile, inside, like, boring. Those are pillows cut up. You can't trick me.
Yeah, I see street vendors selling art on the street, and I'm like, they can't be good. You have too many.
Yeah.
You need three, and you need to stand there all day.
Right. Banksy would never.
Yeah.
Okay. But since we livened up our lives and entertained you, Bianca, you got to start entertaining us. You got to get on these dating streets. You got to get back to fucking, bro.
Yeah, she's got to do it for us. Yeah.
Newsy is doing it for us every week.
Yeah, risk his life.
He's putting his fucking life on the line. Yeah. Okay.
You never disappoint me. Mm-hmm.
No. He's on to the edge of the wilderness on a bad weekend fucking.
So I don't have to. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay? Even when he's suicidal, it's enjoyable.
Yeah. He's like, oh man, I had a terrible week. I only fucked three people. And you're like, see, this motherfucker's a gamer. He gets it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. All this like, this guy was kind of weird on the date. Newsy would have fucked that guy.
Yeah.
Just saying, for me. He wouldn't have let that stop him.
Yeah. If you're going to be sad for a reason.
Yeah.
Your life had to be on the line.
Get some regrets, okay? Speaking of which, The Matrix, 111. I'm just glad everything's back to okay.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. He had a time.
Time takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish him luck on his masseuse career.
Yes.
Because I know he's probably halfway through the training on that already. I'm sure tomorrow we'll get
up. His dreams keep changing. You know, he wants to be a farmer. He wants to be a construction man and wear boots, which doesn't make any sense. I will contest.
He should do them all at the same time.
Well, he's always evolving. Ooh. He just evolves literally every 5 minutes. Pokemon got nothing on him. This guy is evolving quick.
I like this massage thing. The massage idea. Right?
Yeah. If he could get construction boots and also be like a tank top and a safety vest and also be a masseuse, that is a market that has not been cornered yet. And I'm pretty sure he could charge a pretty penny in the area. So all we ask is for the stories. I'm not even going to ask for any money. You keep all the money from this idea, Newsy, but just tell us the great stories so we can live through you. And I've been very nice. This has been a great week, but I do have one thing that I did not like. Keith,
you gotta say
you are slandering The Last of Us.
The Last of Us is great.
I can't believe you did us like this. That was out of nowhere. You said there will never be anything good, movies or TV
about zombies. But also, I'm sure I would have said video game TV shows also. But okay, let's pretend I did.
This is the first time that we got one.
Right. Right. You're up to three episodes of this motherfucker. So let's all calm down. Four episodes now. I didn't realize how many listeners we have that apparently wrote and produced this TV show because they took it really offensive. I didn't see it. So it doesn't really fucking matter what I think. But I'm just telling you, I'm not getting excited about a video game TV show or a zombie TV show because I'm 48 and I have seen these other stupid shows. Yes, I want it to be good. Yes, I hope people are happy. I'm glad you are. Will you be let down and disappointed on episode 5 and on? No. Probably based on life, but let's hope not. And I hope I hope everybody's happy. I'm not willing to put myself out there until episode 28 because, of course, it takes 28 hours to tell a proper story with filler sometimes, sure, because everybody likes a break and a good story.
Right, that's true.
I hope you're happy. I didn't mean nothing.
We are happy. We are happy. And we just want you to be happy, which is why we wanted you to join in on this. But it's fine. Some people need to sit outside the club and hate from the parking lot. Why everybody's having fun.
And
inside.
I've been to these clubs, never left happy. In fact, I leave and I look at the line and go, wait for it. It's so fucking worth it.
This
could be the one. And I will know after the reviews come in of this club after a full season. There's no hurry for me. And then you guys actually,
we're not trying to rush you into watching. What we're saying is stop hating.
I'm not hating. I just said doubt it. That's not even positive or negative. You're just doubting.
Doubt is negative.
People are more upset when I doubted the existence of God. That's interesting. But anyway.
Yeah, no, because we agree with you on some of that. You made some good points that time. Now, if I had been to heaven, then maybe I would.
Right. I have been to the club that's church, so I can talk about it. You know what? I don't know. I also don't know if Severance Season 2 is any good, but it can go fuck itself already.
I've only watched one episode of that, so I don't know.
All right. Well, I do, and it can eat a dick.
But anyway, this is really just a chance for us to talk about Last of Us and how much we love it. That's
good. I'm happy for all of you. I didn't even see Rick and Morty yet. I just got so much on my plate that I know is good. And this we're all just guessing at.
Right.
There's a lot of good television. I will give you that. Yeah,
I think also because at some point video games became better at storytelling than movies for the most part. Because they figured out you're going to be doing this shit for 30 hours. So like, depending on the type of game, like, obviously not, like, Call of Duty or something that doesn't, you know. But, like, these story games where it's just one person and they're taking you through, like, slow story. This was so good. And I cried when I beat both of these games. And I hope people get to experience that through the TV show. Because and like the thing they did in episode 3 made me feel like it's possible because they're going to take their time and make you really fall in love with these characters. And man, it's so beautiful.
Then I'm going to guess the video game didn't have Linda Ronstadt, and that's a big difference. You know what? You ever play a video game and you go, I had a lot of fun playing that video game. You know what would be better? If someone else plays it for me.
Yes. Karen does that with me. That's what she waits on me to play the game and she experiences it through the story.
Not to get off topic.
Right. I hope she goes like, who's she? Who's that? Where's this place?
Yes. He plays a game called Dead Space, and I think they're coming out with a Dead Space 2.
Four.
And it's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And so I remember Roger was playing and he's going like down all these dark tunnels and around the room. And with the way it is now, everything is like 4K HD, super sound, surround sound.
Right.
So I'm like behind him and he's like doing something and you can like hear the creatures move. And I'm like, what is that? Did you see that? So I'm like panicking behind him. And then when something jumped out, I was screaming, shoot it, kill it. So I actually experienced a lot of people go, how do you know what happened in the video game? I was like, because I was in the background screaming, run, don't die, don't open the door. I'm getting mad at non-playable characters going, well, that was stupid. So for me, I'm like living my video game life vicariously through him because I play video games too. I just play a different type of video games. Like when people spend hundreds of hours, I spend hundreds and I spend thousands of hours in completely different genre of video games. And I didn't realize it. Roger tried to play the games I play and he'd be like, I can't do this. This is too tedious. And I'd play his shit. Yeah. And I play his shit. And I'm like, it does that reverse thing where up is down and down is up. that shit fucks with my brain.
Right.
And I'm like, no, this makes no sense. So I'm like walking backwards. I was like, fuck this game. Let me get over here and do the shit that I know how to do.
Oh, up is down, down is up. You're talking about airplane controls. You want to come downstairs and see what I'm working on, honey? No? Okay. I can go fuck myself. You're going out again? All right. The oh, it's, work, it's for work people only? Okay. Good night. Love you.
The fact that he didn't even make pilots money is the most angering part.
Right, she's not getting a raise because you're fine. Your family's doing all right.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she's married a pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Is Dead like, Space? No. Is Dead Space one of those? Does it have slow motion in it? I love slow motion in video games.
Oh yeah. You can shoot. Yeah, you can shoot the monsters and make them in slow motion and cut off their limbs.
Yeah,
it's really neat.
That's how you beat them. You cut off their limbs instead of their heads and stuff.
Nice.
But it's an amazing game. It's just. Games are just good at storytelling now because they know you're going to be doing it for a long time.
I got into that one. There's Dead Space 1, Dead Space 2, Dead Space Ignition, Dead Space Extraction, Dead Space 3, and like Karen said, Dead Space should be out this year.
I'm playing it right now.
Oh, it's out?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now. On the Xbox.
While we're talking.
Yeah.
I'll wait this second.
Oh, shit, watch out. Y'all hear that? Yeah. And like I said, when we talk about video games, I play everything the opposite. My shit is bright. My shit is colorful. If you 10 and under, buddy, we can go.
Yeah. I play those, too.
I play that type of shit.
I play some of those, too. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It. I'm sorry. Dead Space, the brand new one, is out now. It came out in January.
Yeah, that's correct, Keith.
I'm buying it. Done.
Encyclopedia mind. It's,
look at this.
I don't know how he's able to glean this information, like some sort of.
What also helped you said it's out, but I verified it and it is out.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap the show up then. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we got Dead Space to play. I got some fucking aliens to kill. I got to save my space girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's alive. She's a doctor. But who she could be dead right now. Yeah. Who fucking knows?
Who doctors the doctors?
Am I trying to find a cure? Let's go.
Yeah,
oh, can I tell you? Can I tell you when the first show is? The first game show is February 19th. That's a Sunday, February 19th.
Okay.
That night, I don't know when we're starting yet. I think 6 p.m. Eastern.
Oh shit! You got your guest list already?
No, but it will be. So we're alternating from silent trailers to the game show. Game show because that's how people voted. The first one will be silent trailers, and I'll be starting to book now, and that will be live on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe. And can I just say, if you enjoyed anybody on the lineup on the marathon, if you don't remember, it's on our social media. Let them know that you enjoyed them on Keith and the Girl. Always let them know by a follow, by a like, you know, heard you on Keith and the Girl, that kind of thing, because it makes all the difference in everyone's work and life. And, you know, it makes them feel like something, and they need to feel something, or they're going to drink, or something bad is going to happen.
And can I also shout out Xerxes and Newsy and Craig and all the people behind the scenes that do the work of testing the mics and getting us all ready and asking us our pre-stories and stuff. Like, they were right earlier. If you were in the other room, just the room before you can even hear the marathon. We had so much fun back there. It could have been its own thing of just, asking people. Because when you get on the marathon, depending on the conversation, it may or may not get to those questions. So, if you're behind the scenes, it's the first time I saw porn and where I saw that. And,
We don't get to all the stories. They collect so many stories. We sometimes pick none because we're on a roll with this other thing. And sometimes we do all the stories, and sometimes we pick one just because that's how timing is. So if you're behind the scenes, you hear all the stories and then you hear how they come to fruition. We're missing out. If you're behind the scenes, you're in a place that we'll never get to see.
Right. And of course, y'all, just another year of the fucking marathon. I don't know how you do it. It's honestly so impressive. And it's one of those things, every year you announce it, I'm always like, oh man, do they know how much time that is?
I'm like, that is a long period of time.
like you want to text them and be like, you sure? You don't have to do this. If you want, we'll
break it up in parts.
So, but nah, they, Y'all kill it.
I'll tell you this, though. It used to take me like 2 months to put this together. And now we started when we came back from the Dominican Republic. Mm. And I gotta hand it to Xerxes and the fucking spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets. And maybe this might sound crazy, but shout out to COVID. Because COVID forced motherfuckers to learn how to use Zoom, to up their mics. It literally forced them. Shit. People that used to be really lazy about this and were just like, I don't want to be bothered. It was like, well, now they have to. So I think that might have quickened up the process because people are like, I don't want to look stupid going out and talking on a marathon and shit. So once you learn Zoom, you kind of can figure out any other format. Because me and Roger realized that too. We can get more guests on and guests get on quicker now. Like, we don't have to wait and go through all the prompts anymore.
All it took was a pandemic.
Yeah,
and that's all it took.
Yeah, maybe
just the inability to have people in your house.
Maybe you lost your husband, your grandparents. Okay, there's a price to progress. But this is exciting what's happening.
Shout out to COVID.
And do me a favor, keithandthegirl.com/forums. If you were part of the marathon, you were able to see it. There's a thread there. Write down what your favorite parts are. I really want people who didn't make it to be jealous. Okay, that's important to me. And here's an exclusive. We're going to bring back phone calls to Keith and the girl. Here's the phone number. 917-694-3755. All right, that's it.
Oh, my God. Breaking news.
Going to get them live. That's one thing about here. Y'all hear it first. This is what you pay the big bucks for, to get the breaking news.
You pay hear it first.
I'll tell you this, when we switch the schedule, because the Kickstarter, we're going to be starting to do 4 episodes a week, we will do a live Sunday night show, I think 6 p.m., and that's starting whatever the Sunday is of March 7th, because that's our anniversary. Mm-hmm. I think it's like March 5th or 6th. So subscribe to YouTube and hit the bell, because when we go live, you might be able to click that live button, chat, call in. Oh, and now you could be a member on our YouTube. And it gives you a little indication. I'm a member since, and the colors change through time. And
the colors change, people.
Wake up!
Hello.
Because right now you could be the first 100 people who have ever been members on our YouTube. Mm-hmm. You just hit the join button there.
Well,
the colors change.
All right, well, that's it, everybody. I've been your captain. Address me as such.
I've been the co-captain.
I'm going to pallet this whole thing on down to the ground here, guys. It's a balmy 43 degrees, mostly cloudy in New York City right now as we arrive at our station 6:52 p.m. We're expecting to pull in about 6:54. Everything should be going well. Oh, hold up. I'm getting a phone call. Yeah. Yeah, this is Captain Rod. I'm just getting off with him. Yeah, he's here. You see his asshole. Well, then why would I need to? I'm just trying. So you think he stole the microphone and put it up his asshole, and you need me to talk into the mic? But that you know, that seems a little inappropriate. Yeah. Okay. No, I'll call Karen to do it. Yeah.
No.
You know what? You guys are going to be so embarrassed. Here is my.
Did not see that coming. Well, Roger might have been right. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, the weather is, I did say it's full moon tonight. So, been your captain. This has been your flight. Thanks for flying. Last week on Keith and the Girl.